Nonetheless, we appreciate you because it's National Employee Appreciation Day.
Aww.
Yeah. Christy Noem excluded, but for everybody else, and that was certainly a headline from yesterday as we put the finishing touches, and there's just way too much out there to try to keep up with. Let's keep you in the know, you know, with some Friday morning headlines. Well, finishing touches essentially on the primaries, which were this past Tuesday, of course. Well, slated for that runoff for the hotly contested Texas Senate seat on the GOP side, John Cornyn, narrow lead over Ken Paxton. They're slated for that end of May runoff. But then, as we talked about, Trump said, hey, one of y'all needs to drop out. And the one that needs to drop out is the one that I don't endorse. He hasn't given an endorsement yet, so it's hanging out there. But John Cornyn, who said, I'm not dropping out for nothing. Ken Paxton said, actually, I will consider dropping out of the race if Senate leadership lifts the filibuster and passes the Save America Act, which is the Voter Eligibility Act and aims to require proof of citizenship for federal voter registration. So if that happens, I'll consider dropping out. And probably end up in the Trump administration is what I'm guessing on that. Well, and speaking of, we had talked about leading up to it, but it kind of got lost in the wash. So Republican candidate Vince Offer, which is a great last name for the actual guy we know as the ShamWow guy.
Oh.
You know, the ShamWow guy down there in the Hill Country, District 31, was running for Texas Congress. And he didn't fare very well, actually.
No,
he ended up losing. John Carter, who does not have any sort of chamois type experience that I looked up.
Shoot, yeah. Make sure it's moist, not wet.
He ended up winning, right. And then the ShamWow guy said, well, this election obviously rigged by the rhino establishment. So the fact that rhinoceros are involved in this is pretty late-breaking in and of itself. But he said, don't worry, I'll be back. So literally the ShamWow guy said, yes, but wait, there's more. He'll be back.
So I'm very sorry, but our big, beautiful ballroom may not be done anytime soon at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The National Capital Planning Commission was supposed to make a vote on the Don's plans for the east wing of the White House yesterday, but now that's going to be happening on April 2nd. They've received opinions from 32,000 folks across America about the project. And most of them are not positive. So if you are in support, you may want to throw out an email to the manager.
So in other words, it's easier to start a war than install a dance floor.
Correct.
Get
our boogie on.
All right. Well, on the hardwood, Cooper Flagg of our little Dallas Mavericks, he's been injured for a while. But he was back. He scored 18 last night. The Mavs still cannot win a game for the life of them. So much so the NBA is thinking that they're deliberately tanking. No, they just stink. Outside of Cooper Flagg, who now reached 1,000 career points and the second fastest to do that in the history of the NBA. Right behind LeBron James.
Oh.
So we got a little phenom there. And for the first time since 2023, Lipan, you have a state championship. Congratulations to the Lipan Lady Indians in the high school basketball ranks. Pulled away from Martin's Mill to claim title number 4 overall. So your Division II state basketball champions, the Lipan Lady Indians. By the way, at halftime, Colby King of Lipan made a half-court shot, and he won a $250 Dick's Sporting Goods gift card.
Yes.
Well done. Maybe the Mavs can sign him, too.
Let's
do that.
So what do you get after walking 2,300 miles for peace? Well, you don't necessarily get the peace you're seeking, but a nice trophy? Well, they've got that. Those Buddhist monks who trudged all the way to Washington, D.C., now the proud recipients of the Courage Project Award. After channeling their courage and compassion, their acts of service to restore their communities. These guys are very popular. 2 million followers on Facebook and another 1 million on the TikTok.
But do they do a podcast?
I don't know. In fact, I don't even know if they have a closet.
Isn't the reward, though, from within? I think that's it. 2 months in and 5 years left to go. This is the I-30 Dallas Canyon project. This is the demolition of Interstate 30 through downtown Dallas. Well, it's been going on for a while. 2 months. But yesterday, they decided to officially break ground. So congratulations to them. Yeah, congratulations to them. And then there was that Union Pacific train yesterday that derailed in Weatherford. No injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation. It released plastic pellets all over the place yesterday afternoon, right near Old Garner Road and Dunn Lane. About five cars derailed. And why they let Britney Spears drive a train, I have no idea.
Really?
I must have them.
Hank FM.